I don't know. That was always just my impression, whether it's true or not.
And
that's where you're from, isn't it, Josh?
No, I'm not East Cobb. I'm from over near Chattahoochee High School.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're all right, then.
Yeah, I'm okay. We're well off, but anyway. When you went off to college, you're away from Roswell for a year or so, and you came back, and were you able to see things that stood out, maybe that you just didn't notice before, like going to a different area and then moving back?
Not necessarily things that stood out that I wasn't aware of before. Again, having grown up here my entire life, most things were pretty well ingrained into my head by then. I guess getting around was a little more difficult because I would just forget where I was going sometimes. I would notice a lot of new things that had popped up in my absence and just have to go home and say to my mom or dad, when did that happen? Or when did that come up? Or what have you. But as far as things that have always been there that I would have just noticed, not really.
Do you plan on living in Roswell in the future?
I don't know. Probably not. I love Roswell. I've very much enjoyed living here. But I really want to move around and not necessarily in the United States either. I'd love to live in Europe for a while, and a lot of people will say that jokingly, but I'm probably going to end up doing just that. So,
what do your parents do as their jobs?
My dad's been an accountant for most of his life. If he's done other things, I'm not aware of it. My mom started out as a high school calculus teacher. She then became a consultant for IBM. She then became an independent consultant apart from IBM, and then she is now a real estate agent, a realtor.
And do they both work locally, or do they have to commute?
My dad works in Decatur. He commutes when he wants to and doesn't commute when he doesn't want to. And my mom works locally in her office with Prudential Realty off of a road that I shouldn't have, Haines Bridge Road. Thank you.
And looking into the future, do you see like a lot of people moving away? Like you say, you don't necessarily want to live here when you grow up. Do you think that it'll still remain a strong place where people can live and work?
I wouldn't think most people would share my sentiments. I imagine a lot of people wouldn't mind staying here. If they would get tired of it, then perhaps they would move out, and other people from other places would maybe move in and fill their places. So I imagine a lot of people who haven't lived here forever and haven't gotten tired of it would find this place to be just charming and wouldn't mind living here at all.
Okay. Just one last question, kind of a closing, wrapping up sort of thing. Can you think about any events or just moments, things that happened here while you were growing up, or anything at all about Roswell that you'd like to comment on for the recording for future generations to listen to?
Well, this is kind of lame, but one of my best memories from high school period was, again, I've already touched on this a little bit, but me and my nerdy friends from the honors and AP classes, having our basketball team, we had we had a 5'8" Indian kid as our point guard. Our best player was 6'5", and sort of just never fit in with the basketball guys because he was awkward or too smart or whatever. And one of our players was a 6'4", 200-something-pound kid who would just stand behind the three-point line and switch threes all day, made a 1,600 on his SATs, now goes to Georgia. Just me and my bunch of nerdy friends having our basketball team that would just destroy everybody every year. Some of my best memories from junior year when we beat all the quote-unquote cool kids who either played on the basketball team, played on the varsity basketball team, and quit and went to our rec league instead, or the groupies of these cool kids who played on the football team or were athletes in their own right and I guess that's one of my fondest memories from high school and from Roswell in general is beating them in the championship game after both of our teams had gone a near perfect season at 10-1 and meeting in the championships, only losing to each other in the regular season, and then beating them in the championship game.
Okay.
Pretty lame closing memory, but I'll go with it.
Nothing is too lame.